Well, hey, everybody, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story is Winter Birds in Summer and Summer Birds in Winter. Our lives matter more than we think, and we are probably more influential than we imagine. Even if we were to try to live isolated lives, our lives still would touch so many other lives in so many different ways. And only looking back from the perspective of eternity will we ever see the full wonder of it, I think. In beautiful prose, Wendell Berry wrote of this in one of his earliest books about a small house he rebuilt and lived in for a time on the banks of the Kentucky River. The book is The Long-Legged House, and in it, Berry writes of observing some waterfowl that had migrated to Kentucky, where his house was, from near Hudson Bay up in the Canadian Shield. And I quote, "But my encounter with them cast a new charm on my sense of the place. They made me realize that the geography of this patch of river bank takes in much of the geography of the world. It is under the influence of the Arctic where the winter birds go in summer, and of the tropics where the summer birds go in winter. And it is under the influence of forest and of croplands and strip mines in the Appalachians, and it feels the pull of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, many nights have the migrants loosed from their guide stars. And settled here to rest or to stay for a season or two, die and enter this earth. The geography of this place is airy and starry, as well as earthy and watery. It's been arrived at from 1,000 other places, some as far away as the poles. I've come here from great distances myself, and I'm resigned to the knowledge that I cannot go without leaving it better or worse. Here as well as any place can I look out my window and I can see the world. There are lights that arrive here from deep in the universe. A man could only be provincial, only by being blind and deaf to his provenance." From Wendell Berry's The Long-Legged House, that's my story. From out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day, and a little light in the kitchen is always on.